Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're tired of spending money on trail cameras you use as tools only to find out they're built like freaking toys, or you've struggled with unreliable, not so dependable cameras or experienced customer service that flat out disappointed you, I've been there. Those problems literally birthed Exodus 8 years ago when they shipped their first camera. Exodus had a clear desire to not only build elite products that enabled you to set it and forget it all season long, but also to back them like no other company was willing to, with an unmatched level of customer service and support. See for yourself why Exodus has over 15,000 satisfied customers. They've quickly become known for their 5-year no BS warranty, quality cameras, and best-in-class customer service. You heard that right. Exodus believes in their products so much, every single camera is backed by a 5-year warranty that includes theft and accidental damage coverage. Each camera is checked for quality control standards before it leaves the warehouse. They wouldn't use it, you don't get it. Exodus is so confident you'll love your new Exodus camera, they're offering you, the listener of this show, 15% off your next order today. Just use code BTE. If you don't love it, get your money refunded in the first 30 days and just send her back. Exodus really has two excellent cell cam options for all budgets, and they start at just $179, plus you're 15% off there. You use the code BTE. They have competitive data plans that allows you to purchase a plan and use the data as you see fit. They want you to be in control. There's no annual commitment and no limit on how many cameras you can run on one plan. You can share cameras with friends, no charge, which makes the Exodus lineup a great option for hunting clubs and leases. There are no additional fees for HD photo requests. That's pretty nice. No additional fees for video uploads. And all cameras share data on a single data plan for easy management. See for yourself why so many have made the switch to Exodus and experienced the Exodus difference. Use code BTE to get 15% off your next order today. Now let's talk about Osseo Gear. It's a great option for whitetail hunters. They develop a premium line of bow hunting gear that will rival any other clothing on the market in quality. Plus, you got a lifetime warranty on anything you buy from Osseo, which is pretty nice. They have a super unique camo pattern and great technology in their garments to keep you comfortable in the stand. So visit asiogear.com, get you some premium hunting clothing. Gotta talk to you about Stealth Outdoors, makers of Stealth Strips. Stealth Strips really are a product that any hunter, whether you're a weekend warrior or a guy that hunts almost every day, really needs to take advantage of. Stuff absolutely deadens your gear to make it essentially noise-free. If you haven't checked out Stealth Strips yet, stop buying all the other crappy alternatives like the hockey tape and any other stuff you're trying to use to silence your gear. Get the good stuff. Get Stealth Strips. Visit stealthoutdoors.com. Pick you up some Stealth Strips. All my partners are linked in the description below. Go check them out.
What?
Nothing. I was just trying to make it real awkward for Maddie. She was nervous beforehand, so I was seeing if she would say anything if I just sat here. I couldn't hold it in any longer, though. What didn't take me very long to give in. How funny would that have been if I just sat here and just looked at the screen the whole time, froze, made her talk.
I was about to start your, well, welcome to the show,
welcome everybody. To the show, everybody. Anyway, hey, everybody, welcome to the show. hope you can hear me. I guess I didn't even check settings before we started. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me in the comments. But yeah, so to be transparent with everybody, Rendell was supposed to come on tonight, and he got sick. So he called me this morning and kind of said, if asked if we could do a different day. And I said, yeah, sure, man. So when I asked the other day about having people on, a lot of people were suggested to have Maddie back on. So we just thought we'd get on tonight. And we got both kids. Well, Hayes is definitely asleep. Huck, we can hear him out.
Tiptoeing around.
But as long as he doesn't come back here, he's fine. If he does come back here, it is what it is. But we thought we'd get on here and just maybe talk about like how things went this year with like being married and having an infant and me deer hunting. You know,
having an infant during deer season.
And how we juggled that poorly and or good, whatever you want to say. But I guess I'll start like So Hayes was born the 16th of October.
Yeah.
Got that right. And so, you know, I think this year I probably hunted less this year than I have in like my whole life, probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I hunted or anything. I can't really give you a number, but it was, I mean, from other than like when I would go on a hunt, I didn't hunt around here really.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, and you got one pretty early.
Yeah. I think I shot one October 9th here. So.
Yeah. And that's something too we were going to talk about is I tried to get one early.
Oh yeah. Almost. We can talk about that actually before we start, because Maddie probably had her most exciting year so far.
Yeah.
But with the least amount of hunts time, yeah. And all that. But
yeah.
You saw your biggest deer.
Yeah.
Maybe not biggest you've seen, but.
Biggest that I've seen while hunting, like while in the stand for myself, like where I.
Yeah. Biggest thing in range.
Yes, in range for sure. That's what I mean. I guess that I even had any kind of chance at.
Yeah. And this video is on the channel. It's the one I can't remember. She shot her biggest buck to date or something like that. I think that's what it's called. But yeah. What did you. It was super cool and it sucked a whole bunch too. We didn't find the deer, obviously.
Yeah.
Not obviously, but we did not find the deer.
Yeah. It ended up kind of being a bad shot and we, I don't know. We had our own moment, I guess, where it's hard when you're hunting with two people, I think. And, maybe even harder when it's husband and wife, but mm-hmm. I think he gets more excited even than I do when something comes in, but it's more, his excitement made me feel rushed and that I didn't like that. But then at the end of it, I mean, it's me behind the bow pulling the trigger per se. So, but anyways, yeah, just ended up being a kind of poorly timed shot. It could have went okay. It just, in this instance, it didn't. When I released it, it was going to be fine, but just he turned right at the last second and it hit wrong. But
yep. Yeah, he hit him square in the shoulder.
Yeah, so we're pretty confident. I mean, after, obviously, if you haven't seen the video, we brought in the tracking dog and stuff, and they didn't find anything. So that made me feel confident that he was still living. So that made me feel good. Obviously, it doesn't feel good when you take a shot and you don't get the animal. But
yeah, we did run. We have, I think, 4 or 5 cameras out there. No, not that many. Yeah, 4. And we did. I never got that deer on camera again, but.
Yeah. But we hadn't gotten him beforehand. I don't.
I had him once before then. Okay. Yeah.
Because I remember when he came in, you were like, oh, you thought it was a different one. And then later you're like, oh, mm-hmm. No, that was it. That was not mm-hmm. the one I was thinking it was. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, he came in. It was really cool. Really close encounter with him. That's always exciting. And I mean, he didn't know we were there at all. And so that's always fun. It was with a bow. And again, that's just another level of challenge and excitement that I enjoy doing and getting to sit and hunt with Josh is always fun too. Like I said, with the exception of we had a little exchange of words after the shot, cause I was mad at him for rushing me. But in the end, like I said, it was my own, my own doing. So I could have just waited if that's what I wanted to do, but we he gets excited and I stay calm a little bit better in those moments, but he just wants me to.
Yeah. Well, I think I've had so many experiences in that particular moment that I know what all can go wrong. So right. In my head, I'm just like, I mean, I'm just trying to make her take the shot she needs to take and at the appropriate time. And I should just let her do her thing and just sit there and filmed it. But
yeah, he was ready. I mean, he was thinking ahead to, okay, he's going to, you know, any second turn and take back into the woods because there was a doe off that behind him in the woods there. And I hadn't thought that. I, in my head, I'd already planned, okay, he's going to step right into this hole. Once he gets to this hole, that's when I'm going to shoot.
And yeah. And I had the feeling he wasn't going to do that. I had a feeling he was going to go the other way. So
yeah,
I don't know if I was right or not. It just was my hunter instinct was kicking in.
But, and either way, I have to be okay with the decision I make. So whether if I shot it or not or whatever, if I shot and missed or if I didn't shoot and missed.
Then I'd like to think I will do better next time, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's, if I cared that much, I'd go by myself, but I don't really enjoy it as much by myself. So,
yeah, that was the only time you went. You had you had Hayes like, I don't know,
a week later. Was it? No,
I don't. Yeah, it was. I think you shot. Yeah, I think you had him exactly almost a week later.
Yeah. We had a lot going on too. We had Huck's birthday party and stuff to get done before we went in.
Yeah, that's right.
Too. So
that's right.
We had all of that. That weekend. And I didn't feel well that last week. I didn't feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. You were extremely pregnant when you shot that deer.
Yeah. I was glad I went when I did. Cause afterwards it was, I was pretty uncomfortable up until we had him. So.
And you didn't really get, you didn't really have a chance to go out after the baby was born.
No.
You're connected to him essentially.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You can't spend more than
a couple hours away.
Couple hours. Yeah.
Yep. That was Maddie's deer season this year. Maybe next year. You get to go a little more
short and sweet this year. Yep. Well, could have been sweeter, but for what it was a step forward. I think even from last year, you know, even with the short amount of time I went, like at least I got a chance this year, which is what I didn't get years past. So that's good.
Yep. We were also a little more like picky about when we went with you this year.
Yeah.
Just trying to go the right dates and and all that. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this spring, get a turkey hunting for turkey hunting again.
Yeah.
Kill another turkey.
Yeah, we should be able to.
Yep. Anyway, let's talk about deer season and having a baby and juggling all that during deer season.
Well, we're here and alive, all of us.
Yeah.
That part went good. I mean, we made it, but.
Could have I done better?
Well, I know I say I can't comment on that because I thought it went well, but you maybe thought, well, it went well because I didn't hunt at all or whatever.
No, so. I mean, I shot 3 bucks. So I mean, I didn't like suffer from like lack of deer. I mean,
yeah, I think honestly, you did what you needed to do.
Yeah, we need more deer in the freezer that I don't know if I'm going to get, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I had something in my mind. I forgot about it now.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Oh, one thing this year, I mean, we were super lucky on is Hayes is a super, I mean, no baby's easy, but he's a pretty easy baby.
Yeah. And in our experience, in our eyes, he's a good baby.
Well, Huck was pretty rough. He didn't sleep. He didn't like to sleep.
He was a great baby otherwise, but his sleeping wasn't there.
Which is, you know, that's huge when it comes to a baby. Like if they sleep well, it helps a lot. Yeah. Whereas Huck did not sleep. Huck still doesn't like to sleep. And Hayes just seems to enjoy his naps, his long naps, and he sleeps good at night. So that was a big, huge blessing.
Yeah, made it easier. It was rough on
Kansas.
On your Kansas hunt.
Yeah.
That was a long trip, and Hayes was only 3 weeks old at the time.
Yeah.
So that was rough on me, but also, there was one night that was not fun. Luckily my parents were here. And so the next morning they came and helped me out that next day or whatever, but I almost told him, okay, no, you need to come home because I shouldn't be doing this alone. But in the same sense, it made me feel probably what I want to say powerful, I guess, to know that I could do it because I knew there were going to be more trips to come and, you know, And I knew too, one day he'd be, I'd be going back into the, back into work and he'd have both of them all day. So,
yep. No. Yeah. But I mean, that's, I probably shouldn't have went on that trip. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have, maybe it was fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just how long it was. It was tough to do it for that many days.
Well, so. It's kind of one of those things, like maybe that one night didn't happen, it would have been fine, you know?
Right.
But
right.
It happened and that's, I think Huck's coming. Anyway, it happened and that's it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's hard. Like it's tough. Like from your guys' perspective, it probably feels like this guy's going deer hunting while his wife's, I'm like, yeah, but you're probably going to work every day, you know, like,
yeah,
it is my job. So I, you know, I had some obligation. I wanted to go and make content for a YouTube channel and all that. So I could make some money for the channel and whatnot. And I think that's like one of the big reasons that I am doing what I'm doing currently. Like I gave up, you know, a salary, a better salary than what I'm making now to do this. But like we live pretty simply. Like this particular moment in our life, we don't need a ton of money. And like we did really good in our 20s. You know, we got a lot of savings in retirement. We have, is he in here? Yep. Oh yeah. And this or, you know, whatever. We have a little bit of a nest egg built up. And before I started doing this, I was traveling all over the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it would have been...
Like, I'd be in China for 2 weeks.
Yeah, when Huck was born, he was still traveling for his other job. So, I mean, it was at least this time he was traveling and doing something he enjoyed.
Yeah, and I was also like, I could be home in a day.
Yeah, if you needed to.
Yeah.
Right. You weren't over, yes, in China or whatever.
Yeah, or the Philippines or, you know, Peru or just wherever I was at. It was, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So at this, you know, in this particular moment in my life, I guess I just want to be present with the family. I don't really care how much money I make as long as we're paying the bills. And then, you know, in 5 or 6 years, you know, hopefully this channel's grown enough to where, you know, it's a little bit more self-sufficient. There's enough content on here for people to watch and I can kind of keep up with the content. And then maybe if I want to get another job or do something different just out of boredom or something, I can do that. But at this particular moment in time, whenever I was starting to have kids and I just didn't want to be gone like that. So, I think at least that's how I justify it in my head is if I can be within driving distance of home, doing something I love and then be home, you know, I'm home 95% of the time.
Yeah.
That'd be, the most ideal scenario. We were just talking about how you never sleep.
Supposed to be in bed, aren't you?
Oh, this will be a very informal episode, everybody.
Well, guess what?
He's a big secret guy. He likes to tell secrets. So, I don't know. We wanted to, I guess we mostly want to get on here tonight so you guys get to know the family a little bit more. Huck, what do you want to tell them about you?
So, it's like when I sleep, you know. I go crazy and
you're good. You're close enough. Go ahead.
It's like, you know, I run around, you know, like sneaking. But my mom comes up and finds me.
Yep.
Sorry.
So it's like,
don't listen to mom. Don't listen to mom. He's telling a secret.
So it's like. It's like I run around with my Winnie the Pooh right there. Look, dun 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 dun.
Yep.
So it's like I've been under the bed the whole time.
You're underneath our bed.
Yes.
We thought we could hear you on the monitor. Someone crashed around in there.
The whole time.
Tell them what you got for Christmas. About we got to shoot up.
Bullets.
Bunch of 22 bullets. We got a brick of 22 bullets. We got to shoot them sometime, buddy. Don't get Pooh Bear on the mic. He'll make a bunch of noise you don't want to hear. You like shooting your 22? What? You like shooting your 22?
What's this here?
Hey, I heard, tell me about this. Did you shoot guns with Papa and Uncle Esther the other day? No?
No. Were you just standing there?
I was just watching.
Right, you were watching.
I just ran off.
Well, talking to the mic so they can hear you.
I just ran off when.
What'd you run off for?
Because I was too loud.
They're shooting a 12 gauge. You had earphones on though. Hey, you had earphones in though, right?
But remember, I just put them on the trailer. They left.
Yeah, and you left them outside. Papal kind of forgot about it. That's all right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you guess. You do no wrong according to Papal.
Okay.
Don't mess with stuff.
Let Daddy adjust.
Hey, buddy, why don't you go and play in the living room or something? We're going to finish this podcast, okay?
Or you can go lay in our bed if you want to.
Okay,
one thing.
We need the pool for you.
Yep, all right. Love you, buddy.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
All right.
That's yep. Fine.
He got that out of his system now. Sorry, everybody. All right. Be careful.
You're good.
Where were we at? I was blabbering about my job and stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, just I was talking about or thinking about, I guess, how it was just different when Huck was born. It was essentially the same way, but you were traveling for your job at the time. So I still had those
yeah, I think
tough,
I was gone.
Those tough times. And it's a little easier now because, well, your parents live next door now, which is easier. Yeah. And also, yeah, you're happier overall, so to me it's more worth it than it was worth it.
Yeah, before. My old job was pretty. I mean, I don't know. I'm complaining.
You didn't enjoy traveling overseas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was just not something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah. I for that really, reason
especially, but
every time I would, I mean, I'd leave the country, and that's all I want to do is get back here. I mean, it was I didn't like traveling out of the country. It kind of sounds cool on paper, but once you've done it a dozen times or so, it's like, okay, that's enough of this. Saw some cool places, saw some unique places outside of like your touristy areas and Asia and South America. And I mean, I was in Canada all the time. Not that Canada is like super unique or anything, but
I'd like to go there sometime
compared to the US.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else we want to talk about? if you guys got any questions, leave them in the comments. I know I put that in there, but
I would say any, I guess, do we have any plans for any family hunting trips? I know you probably talked about your individual hunting trips and stuff like that, the places you plan to go next year, next season, but kind of maybe things we plan on doing as a family.
Yeah.
Or what you think would be good places for us.
That is something that we try to do a good job at, is like including the family. Like if they can come on a trip with me, we can make it work. I think that's a really good way of including your family. Cause if your family likes to camp, and especially if your family, it's harder with little kids, like our age group, I think, because she has to take care of them when I'm hunting. And we've struggled with that a little bit too.
Yeah.
But
it depends on where we go and what they have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a little bit older kids, you could, you know, go stay at a campground, let them hang out at the campground if kids are into it.
Yeah.
And then you go hunting in the evenings or something, and then spend time with the family other times.
Mommy? Yeah. What heck?
Look right by the cord. Okay.
So that's this spring we may do like a turkey hunt somewhere where we take our wall tent or our camper, whatever, our cargo trailer conversion.
Yeah.
He just smashed his head on the table. Go ahead.
You're good. Go lay in bed or something.
And do something like this spring as a family, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and I I think Huck was two, and we went somewhere, a campground, and they had so many playgrounds and stuff there.
Yeah.
That it was pretty easy for us to keep busy during the day or whatever while you were hunting. So I actually enjoyed that, but I like camping and stuff. I really want to go. We used to, I think we've done one or two with Huck since we've had Huck, but before we had Huck, we went to quite a few bow shoots, traditional archery bow shoots.
Yep.
And I really like those because you camp, but then also during the day, there's something to do. You can shoot the courses or go, you know, they always have a bunch of like vendors and stuff.
Yep.
And that's, I actually really found that fun. And I even did that before I started shooting a traditional bow. I just would walk, like hike essentially the courses with him. And
did you meet some amazing people?
Oh yeah. There? Some of the nicest people. I remember the first time we went to Etar up in Pennsylvania, and that was, we've met some really, really nice people. People we still follow on Facebook and chat with every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But so it's just lot of great people, and it's just fun if you like camping and just exploring outside. Yeah. It gives you something to do.
I'm not saying people that shoot compounds are bad people or like this, but like it's hard to find a bad person that shoots a trad bow. It just seems like their priorities in life are in line with
what we like.
Anyway. Yeah. And I could honestly see myself, you know, just going to do that full time trad bow hunting full time on deer and big game, I guess. Anyways, I'll probably always shoot a turkey with a shotgun, but just I don't know. Like I said, a lot of the people that I really respect in hunting are trad bow people. Not necessarily because they shoot a trad bow, just their outlook on life and how they go about things. So,
well, and it takes a lot of work to get good at.
Takes a lot of yeah, that is true, but it takes a lot of discipline because there are so many easier ways to kill a deer that's legal than a trad bow. Yeah. I mean,
you're choosing to do it the more difficult way, essentially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like, Maddie, you guys don't know Alan. Maybe I'll have Alan on here sometime. I just got to
talk him into it.
Well, not even that. Just junction up enough of the courage to ask him to be on it just because it's outside of his comfort zone. And I don't really want to put him in the weird spot is kind of a thing. He's done other podcasts, but anyway, he's one of the guys a hunter that I look up to probably the most, just because I don't know, he's always hit shot with a longbow. He's more successful with a longbow than anybody I know with a compound for the most part. And
And every animal he takes is important to him. Like, it's not about the size, like big.
It's more of he's like an adventure seeker.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's and more about the adventure doing it, not so much the animal that comes out of it. Or I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but and he's just fun to listen to. Yeah. Just a neat guy.
So I could see myself, I don't know, maybe next year I'll just, I don't know, we're gonna see, we'll see what happens, see how much time I get this summer to work on my skills with a trad bow and all that.
It's fun to shoot. I don't know that I'll ever hunt with one.
I can't tell if we're trying to kill something with it.
Well, okay, here's how my mind works. Once I turn it from just shooting at targets and then I have to hunt, then it becomes like work and stress. Like I will stress about it and it becomes less fun. So right now I'm not very good at it, but I will do it because it's fun, because I'm just shooting at targets. Once you put a live animal out there, it will turn me anxious and then it becomes work and not as much fun anymore. So
Mimi was asking if she wouldn't come and help Huck with Huck.
He's fine right now. He'll be up late, but that's fine.
Yeah. What's new anymore?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to do that. I want to go to, maybe we'll try, ETAR was so much fun.
Yeah.
A, it's a very long drive for us. And then B, it's all during our county fair.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Which we used to have family come down and go to the fair with us, but that hasn't happened.
Right.
In several years.
Now that your family lives here too, that used to be one of the main weeks we would like see them a lot. But.
And then Compton traditional, that's a fun one too.
That's a good one.
And it's not very far.
Yeah, that one's good. A lot of people go there.
Tennessee Classic.
Yeah,
that's coming up in March.
Yeah, I say that's one of the first ones. We were wanting to do Compton, wanting to go to Compton. Was it last year?
Yeah.
And it fell the same weekend as our vacation that we already had planned, and we were pretty bummed because one of the main speakers was Clay Hayes, and we had wanted to. See him there and we weren't able to, so that was a bummer. But I mean, luckily we met up with him after
in Florida
and did all of that, but it still would have been neat to go there and shoot the courses and stuff with him. But
yep, so that's a tip for you if you ever want to try to do a family. What are some tips if there's a family that wants to try this hunting trip as a family, what are some tips, babe? Because the guy's going to want to hunt.
Okay.
It's a hunting trip.
Yeah. Spell out your expectations ahead of time. That was, I think, probably the first trip we tried to do as kind of like a family. I wouldn't say it failed because in the end I had fun, but we had a little bit of a time. I don't know.
Argument.
Yeah. And we had to just, I guess, figure it out later that after that, I was like, okay, now I know what the expectations are. Now I know that just because you're in camp doesn't mean you're necessarily available to help me say do something with Huck or whatever, that you're still kind of working then. And then also, I don't know, like you think at night it's going to be just campfire. Kumbaya, everybody, yeah, everybody's just like, but everyone's tired. They're going to eat and get out of there and go to bed. And like I said, once I kind of, the benefit for me, the benefit is mainly like being able to see him at least every night when we go to bed or in the morning, and having him there and not have to wonder like, all right, is he dead on the side of the road somewhere or something like that? And just having more of that. But it ended up being a camping trip just for me and Huck or whatever, which is loved as well. But it just, we had to adjust our expectations. I had to, I guess, adjust mine and speak them to Josh and make sure that he knew if he was able to, you know, spend time with us, to please take a few minutes to do that or whatever.
Which I don't think that'll be as applicable to, like, if you're just going with your family and you don't have all these obligations with,
right.
It's not that it probably wouldn't be as big a deal for you guys, or wouldn't be as hard.
Yeah.
But I had I was in charge of all the filming stuff, and then everybody else's, I was doing the editing for the video. So I'd have to collect footage from everybody every night and then still film stuff. So it was like, it was a little bit more, it was like her coming on a work trip, but it was like brand new work trip. So she kind of, I think we just didn't have very good communication on this is like,
yeah,
I got to do this pretty much from the time we leave till we get back and then work some more. So,
and I would say too, one thing that we did later on that we didn't. So a normal, like if you think of your normal hunting trip that you would do by yourself, a lot of times, at least I feel like you do this, and I know some of the other guys, you're going to kind of skimp it on like what you take there, because you're just there, you're hunting, you're eating. So you don't have any like lavish things. You're not camping. Whereas I like camp food, you know, I like making camp food, and I like having little whatever treats or, you know, like s'mores and things like that. And like, we didn't bring anything like that. So Huck and I, like during the day, I'm like, okay, I wish I had like hot cocoa, or like, cause it got really cold that first trip. And I'm like, I wish I had like, yeah, something different, I guess, to do and to make. And I wish I had like camp food to work on during the day, because then that would give me something kind of to do and not just like quick things. Like, I don't know. I think we brought like cereal for breakfast and it was like 30 degrees in the morning. So I'm like, I wish I had like a hot meal this morning. So just letting me bring more extra stuff, I guess, so that I was more comfortable or had more things to do and that I enjoyed, that made my camping experience better. Cause it wasn't just like a backpacking camping or a hunting trip for me. It was a camping trip and I was going to be in camp all day. I wasn't going to be gone all day like you would. So that was something that made it better for me the next time we went.
Yeah. Yep. And we've done pretty good since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I just, like I said, manage my expectations. I'm a big, any of you, if planner. You watched, yeah, if you watched the last podcast I was on, you would know I'm a pretty big planner. So before I even decide to go, or we decide to make it into a family trip, I'll say, okay, what area are you going to? Like, what is the nearest town? And I will look it up and see, okay, what kind of things are there to do around there? If we are going to stay at a campground, I will look that campground up. How many playgrounds, how many, you know, what kind of stuff is available, food and activities right around there that we could get to easily. That kind of stuff. I look at all that stuff ahead of time. So then I can know what kind of excitement we were, if it'd be worth going, I guess. Cause if you think about it, I usually have to take vacation time or something like that to do that. So if it's going to be worth taking that vacation time, or just save it for either an actual vacation or a different hunting trip. So.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to think how I could segue this transition into something different, because
no, I see a question.
Oh yeah. You can answer some questions if you want. Then I'll go ahead.
No, I just saw that Bill put, Maddie, is it your future to do a solo hunt? No. So actually, I used to solo hunt.
Yeah, she's reverted.
Yeah. So we started when we were children.
Yeah, in high school.
I started just going and sitting with him, like no weapons or anything, just going and experiencing it. Because I had never, my family isn't big into hunting. I never experienced it. So started there. And anyone that knows Josh really well knows that when he does something, he does it at 100%. So he just kind of slowly pushed me. He's like, oh, they bought me a bow like for Christmas or something. And then start shooting the bow just for fun. Right. And then, and then he's like, oh, I bet you're doing good. You can shoot something with that. You can shoot. Let's just, so then we went hunting together. And then he's like, oh, you got that. You get, and then he, I don't know, started putting me by myself. And I never was successful. I mean, I'd shot some does. I don't remember if I even shot any by myself. I think I gunshot a doe by myself once.
Gunshot one.
Yeah. Not bow shot. But anyways, I don't know that I had all that much success by myself. Anyway, and it just brought me a bunch of anxiety. Mainly I don't like walking out in the dark, like walking to my tree in the dark. I don't like, especially, for all you beast hunters that want to walk a mile back there or whatever. I don't want to walk a mile back in the woods in the dark by myself. One, I don't know if I'll even find where I'm trying to go, but also I don't like being on the ground in the dark with everything. So I just had too much anxiety about it. And then,
yeah,
and I just wasn't seeing the benefit. So I did kind of quit hunting, or hunted very limited amounts for a few years, and then decided, I think if I want to do it again, I think I want to do it together. Cause the main reason I kind of thought about why I got into hunting, and it was because of Josh, and I did it because it was one of his main passions in life. And I wanted to know more about it and be into it to get closer to him. So I decided if I'm going to do it, I want to do it with you, because it's something that's just how I enjoyed is with you. Otherwise I'm good if I don't, you know, I'm good if I don't go hunting, if I have to do it by myself. So that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
If I needed to, and we like really needed meat, and I am a cheapo, I'm not going to the store and buying meat. I would maybe go shoot some does or something, but otherwise I think it's just something I want to keep it with Josh.
Yeah.
Maybe with the boys when we have time.
Yeah. You can take split up with the boys or something. Yeah. So yeah, that's fine with me too. I mean, I don't care if you don't want to go by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
He wants me to be happy.
Yeah,
while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want me to be out there.
I don't want to be miserable. Yeah. So exactly.
That's not funny.
Yeah. We gave her a college effort though, going by yourself.
Yeah.
For a while.
We did. So. And I just, not for me.
Yep. Yep. Too much anxiety. I wanted to hear what you thought about this. So I listened to some of Jason Simkowiak's Traditional Bowhunter Wilderness podcast episodes when I'm running. And he had one the other day. I selfishly listened to it because he mentioned me in it. but I actually got a lot out of it, the whole thing. But he was talking about, which this is like the time of life we are in, kind of. Maybe, you know, yeah, this is the time of life we're in. Like where you're kind of young, you have kids. And he's like, this is the time of your life where everything is about sacrifice. And like, as soon as you have kids, your life turns into how, your priority is to sacrifice for your family. And whatever's left over after they're happy is what you get, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, I never thought of it quite like that, back in the day. Well, not back in the day, a couple of years when I quit my job. And to be completely transparent with you, like I still work for that company. Like I still do a lot of consulting with them. In fact, I had a long call with them the other day about possibly picking up more hours because they need it. But anyway, that's here nor there. So it's not like I have other forms of income other than this here YouTube channel, but, you know, and I think that's what I was, almost to like we had, you know, between and Maddie still works, and you know, there's, you know, I've offered many times for her to quit her job. It's just I don't know if it's her, like at this particular point in time she likes her job, and it's not in like her personality to just stay at home.
Yeah,
you know, especially yeah. Like since I, you know, a lot of times I'm before I work for home, it's hard whenever both parents are at home. Especially if you're like one of them's working and one of them is not, because like there's this expectation that, you know, I'm sitting back here in this office working, like whenever she was on leave or something. And then I would be, you know, she would kind of be aggravated at me in a sense because I wasn't in there with the family, but I'm like, I gotta get some work done. So it's always like this pull and push thing. Anyway, I don't know why I'm getting off on this tangent, but, so that's why she's still working right now, is because I think she has a good job that, the stress level isn't too much for you, and the company she works for has really been accommodating for the most part,
yeah,
to having kids and whatnot. So anyway, I felt like at that particular moment in time when we had Huck, and I was, you know, I used to be that kind of person, like, I'm going to make it to the top of this company. I'm going to make all this money. I'm going to run this company. That was my attitude, like, in my 20s. Like, I want to be the head honcho. And, like, as I got later in my 20s and we started thinking about having kids, I was like, oh, man, I don't want to be gone, and I don't want to have all this stress. And, like, that pursuit created a very lucrative jobs, you know, working up ladders and whatnot. And then, it just wasn't for me. Like, it was, I found out, I mean, not quick. It took me 10 years in the workforce to figure it out. But I realized I think I was doing that stuff, like, selfishly, thinking, like, I want to make a bunch of money for whatever reason, stupid reasons, you know? And it was selfish. And, like, I just had to make a change because, I never remembered how much freaking money my dad made growing up. Like, I didn't care. I just cared that he was there, and he was. My dad was always there for me, coached all my crap I was in and all that. And, like, I don't know, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that kind of stuff. And, like, now my sons are, like, that's all they know is their dad. Like, they're always,
yeah,
I'm always here.
Well, and that's, for I them. Think when you have,
unless kids. I'm hunting in Kansas.
Yeah. When you, at least, yeah, when you have kids, it's just different, I think, because before, so I always kind of struggled with, I never had one of those things, or at least I don't remember as a kid when they ask you, say, whatever, in kindergarten, they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I want to be a doctor. I want to be
Mark McGuire.
I don't remember saying what I don't remember any of those things. I never remember having, like, a really aspiration to be one thing. So I kind of have struggled, like, as I was an adult, to figure out kind of what my, like, passion is, I guess. And then once I had kids, I realized it's to be a mother is my true passion. So I have found out that I need a career that is going to let me be the best mother I can be. So something, like he said, that doesn't stress me out too much, that's flexible enough, you know, that provides us what we need, and that I enjoy enough, because I'm the type of person, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to do a good job at it because I'm proud of whatever it is I'm doing. So I've always, that's kind of made it harder because I've done well at the different careers I've had. So that's why it's harder for me to decide what to do. But I think it's just because whatever I'm doing, I'm going to do my best at. And usually I do well, but that doesn't mean it's my passion. And I think I figured that out when I had kids. It's my passion is to be a mother and to be their mother. Yeah. So that changed my perspective too on working and money. And like you said, like, I used to think maybe I just need to get higher on this, you know, ladder. But really, I think I just need to get to the point where you did the same thing I did, just at a different,
I mean, you were used to be a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
And you probably could have made way more money than you are now eventually. Like,
Stayed in it.
Yeah. I mean, hygienists make really good money, but it's like you were miserable, you hated it, and you loved, like, you had probably the best, like, office, like, you in town, you were in the best office. And but it's like, if you don't like your work and your back hurts and you're miserable and you come home and you're in a bad mood, it's like, what's good as any of that, you know?
Right. Yep. So that's all growing pains we luckily did when we were a little bit younger. So now we decided it's worth it to take the leap and do this now.
Yeah. And like I said, it'll, like, the kids are going to be kids for, like, such a
small amount of time.
Like, well, Jason said on his podcast, he's like, Monday they're born, Tuesday they learn to walk, Wednesday they go off to school, you know.
Yep.
Thursday they get their first car, you know, Friday they go off to college, and Saturday they're moving out. It's like, it's kind of true. Like, it's insane. We were looking at Hayes, and Hayes looks just like Huck whenever he was a baby. Tell a lot of people, and I don't know if I you know, being his dad, you kind of you see them more individually probably than most people, but sometimes I just sit there and I'm like, I have almost like deja vu where I'm just thinking I'm sitting there with Huck, you know, and it's not, he's gone, that's gone.
Yeah, I've done that before too.
So
but anyway.
Yeah. What else were we talking about?
I don't know. I was gonna say, do we have any other questions come up?
We've been blabbing.
I think they're having their own little chat in the chat.
Yeah, probably. We're probably being boring. Having Maddie support your choices of career is a huge benefit. Yeah, helps a ton. I have plenty of buddies that don't have as supportive of a wife as I do. I mean,
yeah, I think I told this story last time, but I'll tell a short version this time. Was at first you don't get it, like the passion for hunting for sure. But one of the reasons I was more supportive for him to make it into a career was there was one time we went turkey hunting, and I think it was when I was pregnant with Huck actually. And we're walking around, didn't see a turkey. Finally, we heard one gobble, and you should have seen Josh's face just light up and just seeing him get that passion out of turkey. And you've heard him talk about he likes turkey hunting.
It's growing on me.
He's not as good of a turkey hunting because he's not done it as much. Mm-hmm. But anyways, if he can get that excited and happy about a turkey, I can only imagine what deer does. So I was like, okay, I see now. If it makes you that happy, that in turn made me happy. So it helps to be supportive when you see somebody get so happy over, you know, someone you love get so happy over something. So
yep. And I mean, it just seems like, especially the industry I used to work in, I don't know, there's just very few reasons not to quit at this particular moment in my life. You know, if I'd have been older if I didn't have kids, like it'd been hard to quit, but I don't know. It made sense. Oh, let's see here. I want to say something unrelated. I've been getting like a lot of hate about leaving the hunting beast lately again for some reason. I talk to Dan all the time. Like me and him talk for an hour today again, probably.
Yeah.
Drives her insane sometimes. So don't just leave it alone. Like it is what it is. Okay, everybody. And I still use Beast Gear stuff. People like I bought some Latitudes, or I got some Latitude sticks, like just to try them out. It's okay. Like
this was how he did things before hunting beast stuff. I mean, he is a gear junkie. He just tries all the things.
Yeah. And I
have new stuff coming.
Yeah. Beast Gear is still my favorite stuff right now. Like I'm just messing around with stuff. So calm freaking down. Someone sent me a hateful message on something the other day. I can't remember. It was like, Jesus, people, like what the heck's going on here?
He just likes to have crap pile up at the house. That's, I think, his favorite thing.
Yeah. Anyway, my, I'm just, don't worry about it. It's none of your business anyway. I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say that because I'm getting freaking sick of them.
That's fine.
Dan just tells me to ignore it, but I do to a certain extent until someone really sends a nasty message to me.
Yeah.
And it was, it was about me not advertising Beast Gear anymore. I'm like, it's not fair to you guys to be advertising a bunch of crap on here. Like, I don't want to have any sponsors, to be honest with you. If ideally that's what would happen, but like, so, I mean, they weren't supporting me financially anymore, or they never really did. Dan did just everything for me. But you got to remember too, Beast Gear and Hunting Beast is a different, they're two different companies. So I don't know. I need to quit because I'm going to get too much fired up. I'm going to be in debt forever to Dan in fault. A bunch of us are. I don't know how I'm ever going to repaying, but I'll try someday, but it is what it is. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, my hand.
Yeah.
hey, Elizabeth. Elizabeth says hi. Maddie.
Hi. She asked to down here or something.
Well, just give me a second here.
Sorry. Who do you?
Are you hoping for more kids? No, we're done.
We're good.
God willing, we're done.
Yes, I say. If we're the ones making the plans.
Yeah. Yeah, Zeke. Traveling out of the country sucks. All I seen was deserts. Yep. If you're going on vacation somewhere, it's one thing. But if you're going in the military or for work, it's another thing. It's not that cool. Depends what your work is, I guess. If your work is like going to do something fun, then that's one thing.
Yeah. But,
Public Land Academy says my 3-year-old sitting here watching. They just don't want to sleep. Yep. I know, man. Huck's brain is like, how would you describe him, Maddie? He's very creative.
And from the time he wakes up until we make him just zonk out, he's going. He wants to play and he always has something he's thinking about or doing. And he's always been that way.
Yeah, he has since
he wakes up and he's ready to go.
Yep. I mean, like he wakes up like this. He's like, yeah, let's get up, Dad. Yeah. That's what he says every morning. Can we get up?
Yeah.
Usually about 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, you read it. It's too long.
Public Land Academy says, I give my wife a night out once a week because I spend a lot of time on weekends in the woods and she is home with kids. Maddie, do you need to work those same kind of things into your relationship? For sure.
We do that. He's asking me if I should.
No, he meant is that, well, oh, I took it as, is that something no, that I took it that as I need negative. To make sure that
sorry, works. Public Land Academy.
No, we do that.
You go to volleyball and you go to yoga when you can.
Yeah, but I was going to say even when we can get Huck to sleep at a decent time.
Yeah.
We spend time just an hour, hour and a half just watching shows that we like and whatever, talking about whatever we want to talk about and doing, spending time together. So
that doesn't sound Parks and Rec again.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it helps. It just helps to connect that time at night because during the day, it's a lot of just what's for dinner, you know, how was your day, that kind of stuff. Or we start something, conversation, and Huck has to chime in. So that is important for us.
He's getting a little bit better, but there was a moment in time where you almost feel like he'd talk just because you opened your mouth. He'd start talking.
Wait till I talk.
Yeah. Jimmy says, don't leave the country. Didn't leave the country, but was always working out of state. My wife told me to quit and come home. It felt like a million pounds got lifted off of me.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Yep. It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. I'm trying to figure out the best words to say this, but it's crazy. Like, how things in life work out all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as, like, I think you have faith in God and you have some faith in yourself, like, everything seems to work out.
Yeah.
Like, you lose your job. It's so weird how things just like something else pops up. And I think a lot of it's because where we live at, right? We're land of opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something. I could go sell shovels at the hardware store tomorrow or something, like, yeah. You know, but, so it's just things seem to, a lot of our worries are not warranted.
Yeah.
That we have, you know?
Yeah.
There's kind of like, what's the worst thing that happens? Like, not much that can really actually affect you, in a horrible way. Like, you're not going to die, or, you know, you're probably not even going to miss a beat, you know, for the most part. And it's like, it's weird how God works in those ways. Like, something bad happens and then all of a sudden it's like some better opportunity comes along that you never would have dreamed of. So,
yep. He won't bring you to it if he can't bring you through it.
Just come up with that.
Nope, I have that in my bathroom hanging.
I know.
That I read all the time.
Those things crack me up. Those guys, I don't know if you've seen this on those like reels and TikTok. I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, but those guys like read all their wives' like signs.
Inspirational quotes or whatever.
Live, laugh, love. You answered Bill's question.
Good camping video.
Yeah, I'll do all that stuff. That's like one of the freedoms that I like to have, just doing my own thing. Is I'll make just camping videos, all kinds of stuff. So,
and I'm hoping to do some more camping and stuff too this year. Mm-hmm. This year and next. So.
Whatever's going on during the week, you guys are going to see, because I'm going to make videos about it. Like, it's, you know, I won't get one up every day, but like if something kind of interesting, halfway interesting is happening, sometimes it's hard to sit in this office and make you a video because there's nothing. So my life isn't that interesting, you know. But
Huck will sit and tell you a story.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But there's only so many people that think his cuteness only goes so far.
Yeah.
Brian had a rough day at work. Sorry, dude. I'm glad we're helping. I don't know if we're helping now. You may have said that too early, but let's see here. Family is number one priority. Yep. Exactly. Bradley or VL Bradley. I'm not sure if it's your first name or not. And it's hard, like, I think as dads, we focus, and this is easy to say, I don't know if it's easy to say, like, in America, we are so driven by money that we, like, in our dad brain, just like, I got to make more money for my family. I got to make more money for my family. And all your kids are thinking is, I want to spend more time with my dad. And those two sometimes, you know, are counterproductive.
Yeah.
It's hard.
The balance.
Super hard. And it's like, but also, I don't know, I may be wrong. Like maybe that is dad's sole purpose is like, just bank up as much money as you can for your family and don't worry about their, how much time you spend with it. I don't know, you know, it's just not what I felt was right at the particular moment in my life. Oh, let's see here.
I would agree with you if it means anything.
Well, yeah, it does. I guess it's me and you, the only ones that matter what it means to, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I think this is where I was having a... this is where you have the conversation going on in the thing, in the chat. You read faster than I do.
Yeah. He wants you to tell your story about pooping your pants while hunting.
What? How did you get that out of that?
Because that's what he's referring to, Brian's bad day. He said Josh did it hunting. Tell that story, Josh.
When I was a kid, Zeke? When did I tell that story? How did you know about that story?
Yeah, you told it on here before.
Oh. When I was a little kid?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm trying to think it's another time.
I think you told that one too on here.
I pooped my pants driving to work one time.
Yeah.
Not
the hunting
to work.
One. The hunting one was when you were little. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just a little kid, whatever. I was kid, you know, 10, 11 years old. No, I was hunting. I can tell you the exact tree I was sitting in. I can still hunt it. It's out in the property we can hunt. And I'd always sit closer to the truck just because I don't know, I was little.
You're young, yeah.
And my dad and my grandpa would keep on going into the property. And I got in my climber, my Summit climber. And I don't know, sometime in the morning I had to go to the bathroom. I climbed down. I was good. I don't know if this really classifies as pooping your pants, but I got down and I used to always just wear coveralls, like the whole setup, you know, the whole coveralls. Well, I took them down and I just, you know, I pulled out my butt and I pooped. Well, I just pooped. I missed my, I didn't miss. I hit my coveralls instead of on the ground. I just pooped. Crapped all down my coveralls, just being stupid kid, you know. And so I got nervous, and I had on, you guys remember them red union, what do they call them things?
Union suits.
Those red union suits. I had one of them on. Well, I got back to the truck. I just took my coveralls off, and it was a mess, you know. And I walked back to the truck early, and I put the coveralls, you know, I just threw them in the truck and sat down there, and it was pretty obvious someone had pooped their pants or pooped on their coveralls. And thinking back to now, like, I don't know why I didn't put them in the bed, but maybe it was because it was locked or something. I don't know. It was in my grandpa's Nissan. And it was an extended cab Nissan that was like in the 80s, like an 80s series Nissan, where you had to sit sideways in the back. There's just one seat back here, and you sit sideways. Yeah. And I was sitting back here waiting for them to come back, and they come back, and they're like, you know, it smelled in there. And then I kind of broke down and started crying and told them, like, I pooped down my coveralls. And, of course, they just thought it was funny. It wasn't a big deal. But
as a kid, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I got sick one time going to work and didn't make it into the gas station. But I don't know which one you're talking about. But that's sufficient. The only
we probably don't want to hear too many of them.
Yeah, that's all there is to say about that. Let's see here. I don't know. I still don't see where you got that, Zeke, or out of Zeke's comment, but I must have missed something.
Yeah, you did.
Going through the same thing right now. Been struggling. Glory Kyle's comment. Been struggling with the sacrifices with having one kid and another on the way. Found myself feeling guilty when I went fishing or hunting rather than relaxing. Yeah, dude, I'm feeling it right now. In fact, I'm supposed to, I can tell you guys that this doesn't matter, but this weekend I'm supposed to go hunting with Bo Martonic from East Meets West podcast in Ohio. And I'm like Huck freaking is attached to me to the hip right now. And he loves for me to put him to bed and like cuddle with him. And it just freaking breaks my heart to not be there at night to help him go to sleep. Like, I can't hardly do it. And I just like text Bo, like tonight when I was helping Huck get ready for bed, I text him like, dude, I may just come Saturday morning. So that way I can have one more night with Huck. to get him to bed. So yeah, dude, it's hard. There's been, a lot of trips like that where they've been pushed back a little bit, or one extra day been spent at home. You know,
you look for
a reason to be there for one more night, or it's something that I'll just put it this way. I don't think you'll remember that extra night you spent in Ohio, and you'll probably remember you're glad you spent more time with your kids, or at least I think I'm going to. But yeah, I just can't hardly stomach the thought of Huck not being able to, you know, need me for some reason. So I get it, man. I think, you know, though, man, I think you're a good dad. Like, I think if it wasn't hard or you didn't feel this thing, I think you'd be a crappy dad, you know? So,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Yep.
The only reason you care is because you care.
Yep. If you don't think, if you don't think having kids is hard, you're doing something wrong. You don't care enough. Yeah, DK, you would think so. I can't sell any merch. I've sold like 4 short shirts since I started my store. So if you guys want to buy a shirt, the link in the description is on my new website. I started this website. I paid some money to get it started, and I haven't sold any shirts. But there's sweatshirts, a couple hats are left, and then t-shirts are on there too. So those are on there. I don't know, if I get all that stuff sold or get a lower inventory of it, I'm going to design something cooler. So maybe that'll get people to buy them more if they're a little cooler. There's logo shirts. So anyway, yep.
I know. Mm-hmm. You can ask them in the comments if there's like a catchphrase. Is that that you say, or something that you say a bunch that they think would be funny or cool on a shirt, or something that would be a picture that makes you think of Before the Echo, or I don't know. Yeah. Give you some ideas.
You know, this makes me so mad. I keep a little notebook in my pocket, usually a field notebook, like those little bitty. I don't have it in my pocket right now because I'm in my jammies, but and I had a really good idea for a t-shirt, like a saying, and I thought, oh dang, that's gonna sell, you know. And I got lazy. I'm like, I'll remember that. And I freaking don't remember what it was. I didn't write it down, and I don't remember what it was. I've been trying to think about it for a week now. I can't think of it. Yep.
You didn't tell me, because I would have.
No, remembered. I was just driving by myself. I was driving back from Seymour, or town here, and just thought about it.
I don't know.
70s Mike, I do not play Fortnite, nor do I know what that is. I couldn't tell you. If you could put something Fortnite in front of me, I wouldn't know what it is.
I've heard of it. I think
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you what it looks like or anything.
I used to play it or something. I don't know what it is. I assume it's a video game or something, but
negative. I never been too much into video games, and I have a bunch of video games actually up here that I bought at a yard sale just to resell them. I got them for real cheap at a yard sale, and I still haven't resold them, but I don't know what they are now, some kind of video game consoles, but I got to sell them. I've never even plugged the dang things in. I got to make sure they work before I sell them, but not a big video game person. Let's see here. Yeah, gosh, guys, I know a lot of people have had struggles. Maddie had some struggles growing up with just like family just splitting up and whatnot. And people are just talking about that in the comments. I did not. I had the best childhood. No, really, I can't relate to people that had a rough upbringing and all that. Let's see here. DK, I'm not sure what you're talking about with the.
He's talking about your comment about the guy messaging you about leaving the beast.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing I'm here.
Dude, this Brian, it was not John Eberhardt. I would have John on here. I've actually had a phone conversation with John way back in the day. I read one of his books back in the day and emailed him and he's like, this would be easier to talk to you about in a phone call. And he called me and he's like, what's your number? And he called me and talked to me about it. So, dude, I don't even remember what it was about either. It was some kind of question I had about something in his book. So,
let's talk. We mentioned a few things, but
you want to talk about John Eberhardt anymore?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
Tips on getting the family involved in your outdoor excursions.
So I've already talked about this some, but I thought little kids especially bring lots of snacks. So like on our hikes and stuff, like when we went out west to Montana and stuff, those hikes were so awesome with Huck. He loved them, but snacks helped because when he was ready to not be there anymore and I wanted to be there, you just give him a snack. Well, and we had to haul him a bunch. So I guess get your muscles big. I know too. I try to even just out back here when we, when Huck was little, we would just walk in the woods and just like anything he'd pick up, just make it seem like the coolest thing ever. And so now he still thinks like acorns are awesome because
yeah,
he finds one, like he collect all the acorns and you know, I don't know, just like a step in moss. Like I love moss.
Huck can't walk by a patch of moss without like laying in it and touching it.
I love moss and I don't know why, for I guess the same reason. So since he was little, like I would just always, we'd be hiking and I'd be like, oh, look at this moss. It's so bright green. It's so soft, you know? So now Huck loves it and he will bring me some home.
We went and checked trail camera the other day and he freaking hauled home a bunch of freaking moss. It's in the back of my truck right now, drying out. That's cute though.
It is.
Yep.
Making a big deal of the little things. And it's, I mean, it's going to take longer. Just expect it. To take longer and not rush and try to plan it around, like don't go during their nap time unless it's something they can sleep, you know, if you're going to carry them and they can sleep or that kind of thing. Try to plan it around their normal thing so you know they're going to be in a good mood. And like I said, snacks.
Yep. Green River Outdoors. My wife and I both work and she has a very busy job, so I have to be with the kids a lot. Being a beast hunter makes it easier because now I hunt when I have time and not necessarily around a cold front. So that's a good point. Yeah, you can just get it in when you need to. Also, you could just like, you know, I it is what it is, however you want to look at it. You could also look at it like, you know, if that's not working for you. Green River Outdoors, I'm not sure what your real name is, but, you know, you could plan like a lot of times I'll tell Maddie like, hey, Saturday or whatever day, pick a day. I think that's going to be a good day to hunt. I'd like to go to Ohio for the day and just like plan things ahead if you need to. So,
yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, that's a good point. Like just if you can hunt on Tuesday and you can't hunt on Wednesday, that's all right. You know, Zeke has a pro tip.
I got to come up to Michigan. We want to this summer, but just for fun.
Yep. The trick to getting your wife to let you hunt is to be very annoying in the house. So she likes it when you are gone.
I will say.
Yeah.
When you were gone, I can keep the house a little cleaner.
Yeah.
Easier. That stuff's easier. I don't have to worry about feeding you. Also, I just feed myself and the kids.
So you don't worry about feeding me.
I don't, but then I can eat whatever I want because I know there are things that I like more than you. Or you're eating healthy and I'm not, so I can eat all the garbage I want.
Yeah. Contrary to how we look, I am the one that tries to eat healthy. Let's see here. Bill says, how did we meet? We met in high school.
Yep. You can make it sound better than that.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't remember meeting you before Spanish class, but you said you met me at.
So your sister dated my locker partner.
Yeah.
So.
And I would come over there with my sister to chat with him between passing periods. And I don't remember him being there.
I was definitely there. Just didn't pay no attention to me.
I did. So we met in our Spanish class, but in our Spanish class, our teacher made us pick like, I guess, Spanish names for the class to use that semester. And his was Roberto. And I could not for the life of me remember his real name.
Really?
He was in my sister's class. And so I went home and asked my sister, I said, do you know, I cannot think of his name, but do you know this guy? And I was describing him and I said, he's pretty handsome and he's whatever.
I looked a lot different back then.
And once she figured out who it was and she, so then she was bound determined to get us hooked up. But
I can't remember.
Are you looking up an old picture?
Yep. This has to be close to when we met.
Oh, yeah. I just posted one for our.
Is it on here?
It would have been December 1st for our anniversary. I think I have an old picture on there. Mm. This is just pictures. Go to my post.
Bear with me. I don't know how to.
Oh.
Oh, it's on here still. Sorry, guys.
Go to post.
Oh. I'm trying to work social media, which you think my job, I'd be real good at social media, but not that great at it sometimes.
A little further back. Almost there.
Again, we're looking for something. Oh, there it is. Okay, now.
Window. Nope. Is it doing that?
Being weird, but here we go. Let's see if we can do this.
Nope. You did a mirror.
I did a mirror?
No.
That's it. I got it up there.
Okay.
This was us in high school.
Yeah, that was one of our first like times hanging out, I guess you would call it.
Yep.
Dates when you're 15, 16.
And hopefully you can see that. I don't know if you can or not, but so we've been together a long time. Let's see here. There, we're back. All right. Onward.
Is that Hayes?
I don't know. Mom's out there. Yeah. Yeah, Tim. Yeah, that's a song, I think, dude. I remember a post about a kid's asked how much money dad made, then broke open their piggy bank to buy an hour of his time. Yeah. Yeah. Bill, Johnny is not going to be there, but yeah, I hunt with Johnny a couple times this year. Johnny is in Iowa hunting right now. So just me and Bo. I never met Bo, so I'm kind of excited to go out there and meet Bo. He does kind of the same thing I do. So it's going to be interesting just to sit down and talk business with him kind of thing.
I thought about
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I just can't. There's no, I never thought about hunting.
Yes, I'm thinking about it a lot. Especially, I may, maybe one of these days I'll get out there with Dalton from Stick Boys and go hunt some of the mountains with him. I also have some friends from my prior job. So I have friends all over the country because I, because of my prior job, I travel all the time all over the U.S. too. I have some friends out in North Carolina, some more old work friends that would always tell me that I could hunt. There's some bears out there too, but I would like to go out there and hunt deer.
That's what we almost did that too. Are you done?
I got my kids a Super Nintendo. That's what I had when I was young. That's the only game system I had was a Super Nintendo. Yeah,
we had the Nintendo 64, but
yeah. Well, that was way past the Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that does sound. I mean, it sounds fun. We just don't have one.
Yeah, and you found one and talked about getting it, but I was like, I don't know how to play that thing.
Trey asked, how did I come up with name of your company? Josh's Media? That's actually the company name, but
sorry.
Oh yeah, Zeke answered it. Sorry. I didn't actually write that book, Zeke. I just read it. A book I read, one of the wrote. There's a book I read called A Hunter's. Oh, frick. I was going to tell you the name of it and I just forgot it. A Hunter's. Huh. What is it? I can't remember now. I did a video about it a while back. Heart. A Hunter's Heart. Yeah, Hunter's Heart. And one of the chapters was called Before the Echo. And it was a chapter about everything that goes through a guy's head before he shoots a deer. And I thought, man, that's kind of a cool name for a YouTube channel. And that's where, I mean, I started it a long time ago. I mean, for a long time, I didn't have any subscribers or very few. When do I plan on finally going bald? Whenever God just takes it all out, dude. I don't have much hair. I'm trying to grow it out, but it's just growing back here. It's not doing me much good. It actually looks better than it does whenever I'm
short.
Yeah, short, but. Okay, let's keep going here. Hayes is starting to get fussy. May just take a moment. I think she's in the living room.
She probably can't hear you.
I know. So I said you may text her. Going through comments, everybody. Something that's really helped me too as a husband is like, and this is probably just a me personality, but Maddie got a little planner for the
fridge.
And she puts on like what's going on there in the week. Cause I can't remember freaking what's going on. You know, I can't remember that we're going to bed in an hour, but like, that helped me a lot. So if your wife listened to that, if you get some kind of a visual for your husband, that helps. It took me a little bit to remember to look at it, but now that I'm trained to look at it, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. I mainly got it for like meal planning to start with. Cause I would like think of all these meals and I'd go grocery shopping. And then by middle of the week, I'd forget what I shopped for. So I originally was like, oh, I'll put it up there. And that way too, he could see what we planned on having that night. So he could lay out the meat cause he would be home, you know, that was the idea behind it. But then I started kind of putting all of our activities and stuff on there too. And it helps.
Yeah. Dreads. I don't know what that'd look like.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's the end of it in the comments.
All right.
I don't know if we helped anybody or anything. I think the better episode was the one we did last year. So maybe we should do this once a year. I thought about having you on just to talk about the goals for the channel and stuff. Cause me and you sat down at dinner the other night and talked about that for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, here's why I don't shave my head is, dude, I have the worst like dry scalp. What do you call it, babe?
I don't know.
Like my head's constantly scabbed up and everything. So I'm always like, man, I don't want to have, maybe it would hurt. Maybe it would
help it.
But like, I just always have like scalp issues. So I'm going to keep her up there as long as it'll stay up there. But my whole family kind of has this receding hairline going on. My uncles and everybody, and my dad. But I don't know if it came on as quick as it's coming on for me. But I think my grandpa Jerry, I was pretty young when my grandpa Jerry died, but I think he was kind of bald, maybe. I can't remember. I don't know. I remember a lot about him, but I can't remember if he was bald or not.
He probably wore a hat or something.
Yeah, Yeah. I think he had like one of those comb overs that old guys do, you know.
Yeah.
That's my mom's side of the family. Sorry. I think that's where they say you get some of that genetics from is your mom's side. Have a comedy night where everyone chats jokes. Yep. You know what I think would be fun? I don't know how ethical this is for like just YouTube courtesy, but I think it'd be fun to like put on, like get on here and put on a like Hunting Public video and just like watch it together and just make comments about it. Like, I think that'd be fun to do with people. I don't know if that's like, I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you're supposed to do that on YouTube. That's copywriting material. Like
the Hunting Public?
Or yeah, just or just like a just like a like very a, interesting video that's on YouTube, that's a hunting YouTube. And like, yeah, we all just get on here and like have like four or five guys inside the thing and just watch it together and comment. Yeah, make fun of it or just laugh at it and just or talk about what how awesome the hunt was. I think that'd be a cool video. I just like
you
I said,
one
I don't
your own videos. You,
yeah,
it would be.
Fun I got to be quiet too because all my good ideas. I don't know if you remember on here. You guys remember a long time ago on here, and you're not going to remember this. Only I'm going to remember this, but I talked about, and it may have been on a Patreon only or a members only video, but I talked about doing a video about finding all my hunting gear at Goodwill and going hunting. Dude, I've filmed so much crap in Goodwill, like I bought for hunting.
Yeah. You got like over, pants one time.
Over the years, because I was going to make a video about finding everything you could for hunting in Goodwill and then going hunting with it. Them freaking Hunting Public guys made that video the other day. Huh.
They did.
I know. I saw it. They got that from me.
To be fair,
I don't know.
You're not the only guy that shops at Goodwill.
No, I know. I know. I'm just jealous because they were on top of it and I dug my feet with it. We go to Goodwill a lot. Huck calls it Toy Will. He doesn't even call it Goodwill.
Yeah. Because that's what he gets. Toys.
Yeah, he gets a toy for 99 cents.
Tell Bill thank you.
Thank you, Bill. What did he say?
No, from me, not you. He said, I'm sure you've heard this saying before, behind every man, there's a good woman. And Josh, you won the lottery.
You don't have to say, I didn't have to say thank you. You could, you're talking to him just as easy as I am.
True.
I know that they do that on those music videos and whatnot. I just don't know. I don't know. I have to look into it. I think it'd be fun. I mean, it would, and I wouldn't be doing it to like, I just think it'd be fun, something fun to do. I would even do it not monetized, you know? Yeah, Brett, they've done like Walmart ones and whatnot. I'm just being petty.
You being silly.
Yeah. They did it better than I would have anyways. They got freaking people filming and I don't think, I highly doubt they watched this show, so I don't think they stole it, but it's a good idea. I have a lot of footage. I got a folder on my hard drive labeled Goodwill video, but might as well go delete that now.
You can still do one and then they'll just say you ripped them off. But
Public Land Academy, I am doing the game card thing. They're going up. I'm doing like 3 a week, but I got like 20 of them filmed right now.
Oh, the trivia
game. Okay. Oh, for the members, sorry about not being able to do. I usually do a live for the members like an hour before this show starts. And tonight, since Maddie was on, we kind of tag team trying to get the kids to bed and stuff, which didn't work very good. They're both awake right now. We tried. So that's why I couldn't get on early, because I was helping trying to get everything. And usually on Thursday nights, they all just lay in bed together and watch this, I think. But we were trying to get everybody to bed so that they would, Maddie would be free and I would be free and everything for the show. But anything else you want to say before we leave, or did we not cover something that we should have?
Since we didn't have anything planned, we covered it all.
Taxidermy show. What about a taxidermy show?
Taxidermy show.
My uncle's a taxidermist.
Get him on. He would be a hoot.
You think?
To listen to. If you don't know the guy,
Lester?
He'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Listen to stories.
I think it'd be fun to get my dad and Brian and Lester on.
Oh, yeah. You got to have an ear for
Yeah. You got to have what?
An ear for it. Like, you got to be ready to listen to.
Yeah. Stories. Oh, my God.
It may have to be a long one, a super, super size.
I wouldn't be able to talk any at all.
No. As long as it's,
I don't know if they would do that. I think they probably would.
Maybe.
How much fun would that be? I wouldn't. I could just start the video and then they can get to talking.
Oh yeah. you could either do it where like their younger days hunting, or you could do like today's coyote hunting or whatever.
They would get going and start cussing and stuff a lot. That's the only thing I'd have to
maybe do.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded.
Not that they cuss a lot, but that there would probably be, they would get loose those, and they probably stories, yeah. They're brothers, so like they're all hard on each other and all that, or I don't know. We'll see. Well, that would be a funny bit. They got some crazy stories, coyote hunting.
Yeah.
That I think people wouldn't even believe them, but
yeah. Oh, okay, that makes sense. How to properly dress the animal for taxidermy would be informative.
Yeah.
That'd be a good blog.
Yep. I'll see. We got a bunch of stuff. So right now it's coyote season for my family, like my uncles and stuff. So they're always together every day almost. They all take off work and go hunting and whatnot. So I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to him about it, see what my dad thinks. I don't think my uncles watch the show, but I don't know if they'd be into it or not. They probably would, but it would be fun. For me, you guys may be like, who are these jokers, you know? But, okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
It's late enough, probably.
Yep. Especially for you.
Yeah.
Did I watch Harry and the Hendersons? We have not yet. We need to remember that. See, I don't remember things, but Maddie will remember. It's a movie that Zeke keeps telling me to watch.
Oh, okay.
He's probably been telling me to watch that for a year.
Is it on something, or do we have to go buy an actual DVD?
I don't know. I mean, just Google it. You can Google anything.
Sure.
I mean,
okay. Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it what'd you say is a Bigfoot movie? Zeke? Yeah, Bill. Good night, man. We'll get off here. We keep blabbering on. Thanks everybody for getting on. If you like the show tonight, hit the subscribe button and we'll talk to you this week. We got a podcast coming with Bo Martonic from East Meets West podcast. I don't know if we definitely won't be able to do it live because the cabin we're staying in, Johnny's cabin, has no cell service and definitely does not have internet. So it'll be a pre-recorded one, but me and Bo will commit to plugging in the mics and doing a show for everybody. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.